let's tackle this government shutdown. What the hell is going on, Roland?
This is real simple. This is a GOP conceived plan and led and executed plan. Now, here's what I find to be hilarious. Right now, they don't want to be blamed for it, trying to say, well, it's the Dems too. This is real simple. The GOP want to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. They do not want it. And so they are trying every effort to defund it, to get rid of it. And so now they're saying President Obama should negotiate with us. That's like somebody saying, I'm going to kill you. Let's talk about how I'm going to do it.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It's utter nonsense. It makes no sense whatsoever. And so my deal is, this is your shutdown. Own it. Don't be trying to blame it on somebody else. And so it is foolishness. And look, the problem is, look, they're still going to get their check, okay? The non-essential government employees are not getting their check. But 800,000 people are affected. And that, to me, is what is most shameless.
So, I mean, what is so bad about providing affordable health care for everyone?
Well, here's the deal. We've already litigated this. We went through an entire year where this was debated. It was passed by Congress, signed into law by the president. It was ratified, if you will, because it was declared constitutional by the Supreme Court. And so, in fact, the GOP, House GOP, they have voted 45 times to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. They lost every single time. They literally are the Washington Generals of politics.
Wow. Okay?
All they do is lose. And so, the Tea Party folks, their constituents are saying, get rid of this. But I always find it interesting, the people who say we don't want the Affordable Care Act are the folks who already have health insurance,
right,
who are not impacted. And that's what you're dealing with here. And so the president has made it clear, I'm not going to negotiate. I'm not going to sit down. That's exactly what he should do. He should remain steadfast and make it clear he is not going to engage in any conversation, any dialogue, any debate, any negotiation. This is very simple. All Congress has to do is pass a continuing resolution to fund the government. But no, they want to attach the Affordable Care Act. Now, here's a new one. Well, Congress is exempted, and so we want to vote on the exemption. Or let's delay for you the individual mandate.
Right.
No.
Right.
They want to get rid of the entire thing, pure and simple.
So if there's no, if the president doesn't compromise and they're not going to compromise, this could be a really long shutdown. What can happen to end it?
The only way it's going to end is somebody blinks, and frankly, the president's not going to be the one. The Republicans are the ones who are going to get embarrassed. You saw what happened yesterday. They wanted to piecemeal this thing by approving funds for VA benefits, to open up the national monuments. What's going to happen is they don't want the criticism from constituents who are trying to go to national monuments with long planned vacation and then say, well, they did this to us. And so they tried to piecemeal it. Democrats didn't go along with it. That's all this is about. And so the polling data is very clear. The American public, they're blaming the Republicans for this shutdown. And lastly, here's the deal. We should stop saying Obamacare. That is a right-wing talking point.
Right.
The polls show that more people don't like Obamacare than the Affordable Care Act. It's the same thing. So whenever we repeat Obamacare, you're playing right into the right-wing rhetoric against the Affordable Care Act.
Right. So I know you're going to be tackling issues like this and a lot more during your new show, News One Now. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yeah, we're launching. It's going to be a 3-hour syndicated radio show, plus it's going to be a television show, and we're going to be streaming online as well. It's going to be a show, a morning show. We're talking about our issues, our concerns. And the bottom line is, you know, we're always saying, well, you know, I wish we had this show on this network. Well, this is an opportunity for us to build our own. That way, we don't have to apologize for being black. We don't have to apologize for talking about our issues. That's what it's going to be about. You know, it'll be similar to what we did in terms of on Washington Watch, talking about political, social, cultural, sports, entertainment, all of those issues. And we get to do it every single day, 5 days a week, as opposed to Washington Watch, which was a weekly show.
Right.
Now we get to do it every single day.
Well, that's I can't wait for it. When does it start? Because you know how to break stuff down. You can really explain it. So when does it start?
It starts in November. So the target date is November 4th.
All fantastic. Right. Okay, we can't wait to see you. Thank you so much. I know you've been all over the place, so thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us this morning.
Not a problem.
We're probably going to call you back, too.
Roland Martin, yo.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye.